Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 16. Brainwashing. 1. In order to effect the destruction of all collective forces, except ours, we shall emasculate the first stage of collectivism, the universities, by re-educating them in a new direction. Their officials and professors will be prepared for their business by detailed secret programs of action, from which they will not with immunity diverge, not by one iota. They will be appointed with a special precaution, and will be so placed as to be wholly dependent upon the government. 2. We shall exclude from the course of instruction state law, as also all that concerns the political question. These subjects will be taught to a few dozen of persons, chosen for their preeminent capacities, from among the number of the initiated. The universities must no longer send out from their halls milksops concocting plans for a constitution, like a comedy or a tragedy, busying themselves with questions of policy, in which even their own fathers never had any power of thought. 3. The ill-guided acquaintance of a large number of persons with questions of polity creates utopian dreamers and bad subjects, as you can see for yourselves from the example of the universal education in this direction of the Goyim. We must introduce into their education all those principles which have so brilliantly broken up their order. But when we are in power, we shall remove every kind of disturbing subject from the course of education, and shall make out of the youth obedient children of authority, loving him who rules, as the support and hope of peace and quiet. We shall change history. 4. Classicism is also any form of study of ancient history, in which there are more bad than good examples, we shall replace with the study of the program of the future. We shall erase from the memory of men all facts of previous centuries, which are undesirable to us, and leave only those which depict all the errors of the government of the Goyim. The study of practical life, of the obligations of order, of the relations of people one to another, of avoiding bad and selfish examples which spread the infection of evil, and similar questions of an educative nature, will stand in the forefront of the teaching program, which will be drawn up on a separate plan for each calling or state of life, in no wise generalizing the teaching. This treatment of the question has special importance. 5. Each state of life must be trained within strict limits, corresponding to its destination and work in life. The occasional genius has always managed, and always will manage to slip through into other states of life, but it is the most perfect folly, for the sake of this rare occasional genius, to let through into ranks foreign to them the untalented who thus rob of their places, who belong to those ranks by birth or employment. You know yourselves in what all this has ended for the Goyim who allowed this crying absurdity. 6. In order that he who rules may be seated firmly in the hearts and minds of his subjects, it is necessary for the time of his activity to instruct the whole nation in the schools and on the marketplaces about this meaning, and his acts and all his beneficent initiatives. 7. We shall abolish every kind of freedom of instruction. Learners of all ages had the right to assemble together with their parents in the educational establishments, as it were in a club. During these assemblies, on holidays, teachers will read what will pass as free lectures on questions of human relations, of the laws of examples, of the philosophy of new theories, not yet declared to the world, These theories will be raised by us to the stage of a dogma of faith as a traditional stage towards our faith. On the completion of this exposition of our program of action, in the present and the future, I will read you the principles of these theories. 8. In a word, knowing by the experience of many centuries that people live and are guided by ideas, that these ideas are imbibed by people only by the aid of education, provided with equal success for all ages of growth, but of course by varying methods, we shall swallow up and confiscate, to our own use, the last scintilla of independence of thought, which we have for long past been directing towards subjects and ideas useful for us. The system of bridling thought is already at work in the so-called system of teaching, by object lessons, the purpose of which is to turn the goyim into unthinking submissive brutes, waiting for things to be presented before their eyes, in order to form an idea of them. In France, one of our best agents, Bourgeois, has already made public a new program of teaching by object lessons,